May 5th, 2010, Feast of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, on its 13th anniversary. Blessed Mother is here as Refuge of Holy Love and has on the crown that the children had placed on her head earlier today. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today I am with you as your protectress and refuge of holy love. I am always your protectress and refuge, seeking your welfare before the throne of God. I desire to enjoy eternity with you. My immaculate heart calls you to the heights of holiness, for my heart is the first chamber of our united hearts, the flame of purgation preparing souls to pursue the desire for personal holiness. My heart is the divine will of the Heavenly Father. It is the way and the means of sanctification. My heart is the gateway to the New Jerusalem, which is the heart of my Son. If you but turn towards my heart, I will help you to recognize and circumvent every obstacle that lies between us. You will find hope in the midst of desperation. You will find perseverance in the hour of discouragement. You will see clearly the difference between good and evil in every decision. Every obstacle will be laid bare, and you will see the portals of Satan's entry into every life situation. But, dear children, you must decide to turn to your Heavenly Mother's heart. Dear children, my title and my role as Refuge of Holy Love are given by heaven to bring peace to the world, peace to souls, and salvation to sinners. To live in holy love is to embrace the Ten Commandments. This is the solution for the woes of the world. Please understand, if you are not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. I do not come to you empty-handed, but with my hands full of grace, graces that I am ready to pour out on you if you choose holy love in the present moment. I come bearing words of truth. Those who oppose holy love oppose the truth. But truth, dear children, does not change according to whom accepts or believes in it. Truth is truth, no matter who believes or disbelieves, no matter who approves or disapproves. Truth cannot be redefined to suit personal agendas. Today, as never before, mankind has reached new levels of self-love, fed by the technologies God has given him. In all of this, mankind has lost sight of his dependency upon God the Creator. Even the disasters that occur do not serve to call mankind back to love of God and love of neighbor. Today, in this country, the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is regarded as a threat to the environment. Nothing more. In other areas of the world, airspace has been blocked by volcanic ash. Please understand, dear children, these disasters and others yet to come are representative of the pollution and obstacles between you and your relationship with God. Can you not fall on your knees and seek God's forgiveness? The gravest and most insidious sin is mankind's failure to search out and recognize the truth. All truth is based upon the reality of the Ten Commandments. Remember, holy love is the embodiment of the Ten Commandments. Today, I state to you once again this truth. My Immaculate Heart, Refuge of Holy Love, is the ark of the new covenant of love God seeks to establish with all mankind. It is your responsibility to seek this ark out and to make it known by means of all the technology God has given you. In Noah's day, people continued on the path of error and did not recognize the truth. Today, it is no different. The truth of all I have come to tell you and give to you is not recognized. The enemy is trying to drown everything in a sea of controversy. He is trying to pollute the truth. Dear children, persevere. I, your mother, am your refuge and your defense. New disasters will not frighten you if you are in my heart. The safety of my heart can be felt here today and always on this property. Carry this peace home with you by choosing to live in holy love. Dear children, today and always, I am your Heavenly Mother. I have called you here, invited you here. You have come with faith and love in your hearts. I invite you to allow your hearts to be reformed in holy love, so that you can become good instruments of the Father's divine will. Our Lady tells me to tell the people that she's blessing the articles that they have on them and in their possession. Today, my dear little children, I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.